So, now going back, I'll start introduce mutual impermanence, you see. That's the main point, the nature of the life, the cultural phenomena, you see. So, then, that is existing here, father, mother, so what I was using that way. Probably as well. Yeah, you see. Depending on cause and conditions. Devoid of, existence. Existing, say, existing alone, say, so this hallucination is there, and this hallucination is there, and there also belief is there. This wrong belief is there, and that's true. See, then also. Existing, say, with his own freedom without even past. So, appearing, belief is there. Then, around that, the Siddhantika, Bhavashika Siddhantika, then, Chitta Mantra, the mathematical school, the first one, Swatantra school, existing with self-sufficiency. The Ranja Tibhijetva, so existing with self-sufficiency. The Udhatvana aggregates and the continued aggregates. So that hallucination was there, you know. And believing that's true, it's not there. You see. So the those objective reputed, you have to say, wrong view, you hold them, see. So similar, the I self. When the I appears, appearing like this and believing that's true. So that's the self-grasping of the person, according to those law schools. So that then the Chitta Mantra, the substances which is left on the seventh consciousness, the here it believes seventh or even the eighth consciousness. So the seventh consciousness, the base of all. So substance is left on the seventh consciousness, the imprint is it. Then manifest out one subject of mind, yurche. And then one is a your object. So the substance, the imprint manifest out together. One is subject to mind, perceiver, and one is the object was perceived. So without depend on the substance which is left on the seven conscious base of all, depend on that, without that experience, obviously, without depend on that, then truly existing from the side. So that long view, what Samantha said, the schools that they explain, is also there. When they labeled, your mind labeled parents, and they pushed back, there's all this wrong view there. then he believes also there. That's true, see. Then, so then there's a, the condo, the Sawatana school, see. This wrong concept is was there, the wrong belief was there. The object, you see, truly existing from the side without depending on this appearing the labeling undefected mind without dependency appearing to that mind, and then the mind, the undefected mind labeling they truly exist the one side. So that is also there, and belief is also there, you see. Then the Pasangika school, Madhyamaka school, the second one, Pasangika school, that's extremely subtle, the hallucination, see, objective repeated, extremely subtle one, which is correct, you see, according to the Svatantika school view, it was correct, but it's wrong, totally wrong, in the Pasangika school view. So, from the school there, and Cuba, here the main meditation I used father mother as well, the brace should be used on the eye, you know, or they should be used on the eye. So the father mother, see, labeled by mind, is labeled by mind. Labeled by mind, but not merely labeled by mind, because there should be something from its own side. Yeah, there should be something from its own side. There should be some existing from its own side. How's possible that it exists? Being made labeled by mind, how's possible? It's not possible. See, thinking like that. How's possible to exist if it's merely labeled by mind? There should be something from the side. So that one is correct according to Sautantika school, Rangkyuba, the Madhyamaka school, Sautantika school, it's correct. But that's totally wrong. There's a great obstacle to realize emptiness. So that is what the Svatantra school, Rangkyuba, you see, the doctrine or the philosophy, that is, you see, the Rangkyuba, the Svatantra school, Rangkyuba says, yes, it is labeled by mind, you know, it exists labeled by mind, but it is not merely labeled by mind, because there should be something from its own side, see. So that is the Madhyamaka school, the Pasangika school's objective repetition. What is believed correct by the, Madhyamaka school, the Svatantika school, Rangkyuba? What they think is correct? This is objective repeated. This is what you have to realize empty. Then you realize emptiness. The unmistaking like view. The three principal aspects of path to enlightenment. That which pleases all the Buddhas. Which pleases all the Buddhas. That's mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa Thiru's teachings of Tripas about the aspect, the place of all the Buddhas. Because Why? Why place on birth? Because, you see, now here, you realize, you discovered that you were believing that, the I, you see, which exists merely labeled by mind, but appeared not merely labeled by mind, not merely labeled by mind, appeared and believed, and we let our mind believe that's true. So we have been believing this is true, not from this morning when we get up, not from birth, not from this life birth, from life before this, and from, you see, from beginningless, not just life before this, from beginningless rebirth. But believing this, really believing, as the I self appeared, not merely labeled by mind, and you see, and this is true. This belief is the root of samsara. When we let our mind to hold on to it, the others appearing not merely of mind, and hold on to that is true. So each time when we do that, we're creating the ignorance. We're creating the root of all the negative emotional thoughts, all the delusions. The root is karma. The root of whole entire samsara, all the suffering of pain, all the suffering of samsara, the suffering of pain, and the suffering of change, all the temporary samsara pleasure, the original energy of suffering, and the fundamental of those two, suffering from where it rises, like the water bubble rises from water, what waves come from the water, like that, the pervasive compounding suffering, the aggregates which are controlled by karma and delusion, you see, and the lack of national sense. So the pervasive suffering. And the second, that's why the whole entire samsara comes in three: desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So all three realms were in the desire realm. So desire realm, form realm, formless realm. All these three realms, say samsara realms, say natural suffering, was controlled by karma and delusion, production of karma and delusion. And then, all these aggregates, you know, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Realm of aggregates. So all these aggregates are contaminated seed of delusions. So they are seed of delusion. All these aggregates are contaminated seed of delusions. So therefore, this seed of delusion, the cause of delusion, seed imprint there. So it compound. So it compounds the suffering of this life, you know, the suffering of the body and mind. You see, loneliness, depression, worry, fear, all these things, mental suffering, all the physical problems, Then it compounds future life sufferings. Because from the seed of delusion, see, the delusion arises explicit in our daily life. So since there's no much, since we don't meditate in our daily life, so there's no protection for our mind. There's no protection in our life, in our mind. So no protection to our mind, you see. So when we encounter, you know, the objects, the beautiful ones, I believe, those various objects, then a delusion arises, and attachment, you know, arises. Then whatever the karma leaves the imprint seed on the mental continuum, on me, I was different school, but person going person to school, but me, however, I was related to the continuity of mind, consciousness. So later that, then that produces a future rebirth. Now here you can see, you come out all the future, the samsara, all the sufferings. So that, so, pervasive compounding suffering. So this is ignorance. So when we let our mind, to hold on to this, the I which appears to us not merely a mind, then hold on that is true. Every time when we let our mind believe on that, we are creating the ignorance. Ignorance is not inherently existent. Ignorance is not independent. We create the ignorance. 24 hours continuously, we create ignorance. Even the root of all the suffering in ignorance, from where all the delusion, karma, all the suffering rises, from where death and rebirth, death, all the problems, relationship problems, other unceasing one after another, whatever life problem, which means after birth, as between birth and death, so all this is the root work of this ignorance. It's just this thought. The root of everything is just a thought, you see. Even the global problems, you know, that so many millions of people get killed, died, you know, tortured, and the earthquakes, the tsunami, recent tsunamis, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, all those. A recent time in Indonesia, 4,000 people died by the earthquakes. So many people died by sick cancer, AIDS. So many people died by cancer, you know. around us, there's so many people, you see, you hear that person got cancer, somebody else got cancer, then you hear somebody else got cancer. So, example myself, you hear all the time like this. So I have so many people just dying, these sicknesses, and new sicknesses coming. So all these problems, bird flu, all this, dangerous of fire. In Australia, they have fire so many times. So many thousands of miles of mountains burned, or have United States, like they said, that city is completely wiped out, just covered by water, you know. Tsunami. After the tsunami happened in the Indonesia, Sri Lanka, then suddenly this happened there in the United States. Unexpectedly so. So anyway, all the dangerous fire, water, earthquakes, so many people are dying. All this root, that all this route, you know, all this non-stop, say, continual suicidal bombs in the Iran, non-stop, you see, every weekend, many of those places, there's always unbelievable killing, you know, fear, whole city, you know, on the whole country in fear, see. Even those ordinary people who are filled with fear, then all that sort of famine, poverty, all this. However, all this whatever sickness we have, you know, include diabetes, include diabetes. So everything, the root is this. Root with this ignorance. This, you see, because not meditating, we're not maintaining emptiness in daily life, not maintaining independent arising. You see, we have personally the school view, dependent arising. You see, so the you see, looking at the eye as it's empty, looking at the eye as empty, you see. Empty means not saying it doesn't exist, but empty. So, while the eye is existing, I'm not talking about the eye that we believe inside this body. Not that one. There's a false eye that you cannot find anywhere. While the eye is existing, oh, you see, that's empty. While the eye is existing, that's empty. So this meditation is there, and in their life, you see, looking at the empty as it is empty. You see, that the eye is existing, that this eye, you know, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to this, you know, I'm walking, I'm eating, I'm sleeping. You see, all that, I'm meditating, you see, listening, teaching, or talking. You see, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, all this. I did this, I did that, you know that. I'm happy. However, so when we're talking, when we're thinking, at the same time meditating, that the eye is empty, that this eye is empty, you see, of existing karma society. Or that this eye is, you see, existing in my name, Mili Pitipa mind, you know. While you're talking, while you're thinking, at the same time mind is meditating, looking at the nature of the eye, existing in my name, Mili Pitipa mind. Mili Pitipa mind. So, this is not there, and also looking at the eye, also looking at the eye, so. Also looking at the eye, you see, this eye, so. Appearing from a society, see. There is the appearing from a society. See, if you put in the ordinary term, not the term from the text, philosophical text, but the term that common people use, term that you use and common people use, which doesn't exist. The false eye term that one some use all the time, the term that common people use, you see, so that the real eye, which means you see, existing from the society, not merely the mind. So Ordinary people, common people, you see, common people, including oneself, you see, talk about I, see, I did this, I said, I did that. And when you tell stories, when you tell stories or your stories, or when you fight, quarrel with somebody, when you fight with somebody, so, you told me this, but you told me this, you know, you blame this, that, you know. So anyway, you know, when you're quarreling with somebody, fighting with somebody, you see, that time is the most interesting part. That's the most exciting part. The most exciting part, if you watch. If you watch yourself, is there. If you watch your eye and the object, how you see when the anger rises, then when the attachment rises, also same. How you see the eye, and how you see the object, you know, when the negative emotion rises. So if you meditate during that time, so if you was there, examine. Then becomes very fascinating, very exciting, because nothing's there, because there's such object, you know, that you're going to fight. There's not such eye there, you know. He or she, look at me, you know, look at me, with the tip, with nose in the sky. putting down me, this is independent eye, you see, not me, left mind. So if I say, without using the philosophical words, you see, mean the eye, this eye in, which is inside this body, you know, not in the belly, not in the head, not in the fingers, not in the toes, but you know, above the belly, down below the neck, somewhere there. So he blamed me. See, he looked me down. See, or he spoke me. Yeah. So I said, he didn't thank. You know, I did this. I offered him this. Or I did this. You know, he didn't thank me. He didn't even thank me. You know, he didn't even thank me. So believe that this is real right there. You see, inside this body. You know, so. I did this, but even he didn't thank to me. You know, I waited for many hours for him, but he didn't even thank to me. See? Anyway, listen. Oh, he abused me. You see, he abused me. But me, you know, this you see, real I, in a sense, existing from inside. on the aggregates, the I, you know. Real one appearing from there. The ordinary, how people when they talk and they lie, especially when they get angry, when they spoil, they're so happy, you know, they pretend, I'm so happy, don't know that. Yeah. I'm so happy. Don't like that. One of the things I heard in Japan, usually the eye like this, you see. But in Japan, I heard in the language show, in Japan is the eye. But I haven't seen, but there's people talking. So it's just here. We don't call eye here like this, eye. Yeah. Anyway, I'm so happy, you know, there's some here. You just point here, you see. I'm so happy, oh. Oh, you know, say, some blames, you see, something that you didn't do, you know, something. Blame what he did, didn't do, or did you have somebody insult or somebody like that? Then you put I here, I. But that is the teaching. That is the pointing. That's the pointing to the I. That's the pointing to the false I. That is the point of the false eye. False eye which is there, which you can't find anywhere. Neither inside the body, nor outside anywhere. Neither you find on the eyes, nor you find anywhere. Anywhere. Neither on the eyes, nor anywhere. Neither inside the body, nor anywhere you find. You see, you prove or can't find. When you realize emptiness, you see, when you realize emptiness, you see, when you discover, you realize, even though there's still the hallucination appearance, but you realize it's not, it's total nonsense there. There's the first thing. The Buddhists, the exalted beings, the Arhats, the Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, omniscient mind, they see total nonsense. What we believe, what you believe is there's a real I there. Realize there. That when somebody blames you, get angry and come back, kill that person. Retaliate back. However, the I that you believe somebody blamed, somebody harmed, is not there at all. Doesn't exist even slides of atom. Not there at all. Couldn't you get angry? The purpose of getting angry because somebody harmed, criticized this eye, blamed this eye, abused this eye. You know, you see, Buddha's omniscience, even the Arhats, see, total nonsense there. See nowhere, that eye, see nowhere. Even yourself, when you realize this, you discover it's total nonsense there. You know, see, you find nowhere. So all this worry, fear in life, all this expectation, all this worry, fear, somebody doesn't love me, somebody doesn't love me, others don't love me, perfect person doesn't love me, but me is not there. This one is not there. Can't, you know, not there. Buddha doesn't see there. Buddha sees not there. The others, others, and when you realize, and it's not that something which exists, before, then you realize that's not, that's not realization, that's nihilism. Something which exists, then you see it doesn't. That's nihilism, you see. So here, realizing emptiness is something which never exists. On the aggregates, you know, real I exists from the side. which appears and believed by ignorance is true. Putting it, you know, expressing gross way, very gross ways, so believing that the eye inside the chest somewhere, see. So now, however, real eye, all this what is here in the life, and, you know, somebody doesn't love me, you know, but you look for, where is it? It's not there, can't find. Through meditation, you are the scientist. Through meditation analysis, you realize, see, it doesn't exist there. You see, you're also a scientist, meditator. Meditator, see. What do you discover? Total nonsense. And that view is hallucination. You see, so false eyes. So those worry, fear, you know, expectation, you see. Worry, fear, somebody doesn't love, somebody doesn't love me, and So what to do? So they were here, and there's separation. Unable to find, you know, or unable to find a friend, or unable to find object, material possession, or the dual object for this I. It's not there. See? Then after one found, after one has met, you know, then someone to refer to find, but unable to find, unable to meet. The image, there's a visualization that one has, the image of the image. So then after one has met, after one found, then it's not a problem, not a problem. It's a worry fear of separation. Worry fear of separation, or worry fear of being together. You know, not a difference. Now it's a difference. It's a total opposite from the beginning. Worry fear of separation. Fear of being together. Or if you're being together, you know, then I'll be so liberated if I can be. I'll be so liberated, you know, if I can be alone. Or if this person is there. So anyway, so all this, however, this I, you know, this I, not merely of the I, not the I which exists, not merely of the I. You see, you don't think that way. This I, this one which is inside this body. So you see, everything is this I which is inside this body. It's not there, not reality, you see. So like that. So, to finish up. Sorry, I'm supposed to go over the text here. There's the, you know, where the door to satisfaction, the book, where it came from, there's not complete teaching of this, but it's taken from here. So this is actually, this is the actual text, Kadampa Geshe's, you know, collection of advice, that what is Dharma, how to practice Dharma. So the very precious text teaching. But somehow, I've been crazy of talking this part of the subject. So the conclusion is so that's why I'm saying, so when we get angry or with so strong desire, and those you see, fascinating of the, but there's no such thing there. There's no such thing there, you see. All this is made it up. You know, whole life is just made it up. You know, unnecessary problem, emotional problem, and harm others, harm so many beings, you know. See, and cause others to create the karma. Not only you create the karma, but cause others to create so many karma. Oh, like that, you see. So, because, whole thing is because believing, say, there's real idea in this body, you see. On this idea, so on this, in this body. So what I was trying to say is that before, in the daily life, when people talk, when you talk, whenever you point here, when you talk about I, to other people, or somebody, especially when you get upset or angry, at those times. When you point to a particular location of the body, you see, here. So when you talk about I, particular location is somewhere here, inside, you see. Means believe, pointing, it happens with the belief, with the belief. There's total belief. There's total belief. You see? There's a real idea. Total belief. Complete 100% belief. No doubt. Then you see Panti finally here. In daily life conversation, especially upset, you know, those excitable times, you know. That. So, I say, so that what I'm saying here, all these are pointing to the gacha, you know, pointing to the gacha, objective repudity, you know, called a personal school view, the I, not me, level of mind, existing from the side. So, pointing to that one. So, I, which is the foundable on this aggregate. Which particular, which is Savatana school, Rangyupa believe. But not present, you see. I am comfortable on this. Okay. So anyway, so all this, in the daily life, pointing to a particular location, is that expressing gacha, you see. I, real, not merely but I. Existence from side, you see. Point. Believe that and point to that. Believe with this belief, the mudra, see? Point. So, the mudra. Mudra of gacha. The person, believe the gacha exists, yeah, see. And so false, you know, believe it exists, you see. So the mudra of gacha, what are we going to say? Okay, so now, so merely labeled by, say, so what I was saying before. So, right after, first you see the base, then mind made up the label, okay? And next second, and then the next second appeared back. When it appeared back, you say, yeah, Father, Mother, it doesn't appear back, not, I say, merely by mind. It appeared back, you see, not merely by mind. So that's the gacha of personal school view. Extremely subtle object to be repeated. Something slightest, is it something slight beyond mere imputation. Slight, see. Something not just mere imputation, but something slight beyond from that. So that's the percentage group, see. The object to be repeated character. The extremely subtle. So realizing that is empty, then that's the unmistakable view, the personal school view emptiness. So Madhamic school, the personal school view emptiness. That was placed on the Buddha, something like that. And so now, so you see, so it appeared that, you see, not mere level of mind, you know, existing from the side. So like this, 24 hours, 24 hours of life like this, all hallucination. Everything appeared back, not merely left by mind. Everything comes from your mind, you know? What form, what we see, sound, taste, tense, all the, in the level from our mind, you see? What you see, what you hear, what you smell, everything, you know? Friend, enemy, stanza, everything comes from your mind. But when it appears back, you see, not me, doesn't as appear not me left of the mind. Something real one existing from the side. So when you think enlightenment appears that way. You see, not me left of the mind. Hell, when you think of hell, you see, appear to us, not me left of the mind. When we think of problems, your mind level, there's no problem, until your mind level the problem. So up to your mind level problem, then there's the appearance of a problem, then you see a problem. So problem not merely labeled by mind, you know, problem happiness not merely labeled by mind. So everything, so it's a hallucination. Hallucination, that's the... Oh, temporal mind. Oh, it's a... temporal mind is projected. Say like that. So okay. So, now, here. Oh, so friend, enemy, okay? So there's a real enemy, real friend, and not being left in mind. It's all come from mind, but I see that appearing not being left in mind, okay? So real one there. Then you see, the mind thinks, the person's attitude, we conduct, you see, bad, you see, bad, no, just ask for whatever that word, you put in the little label, bad, you see, then angerizes, think bad or harm, you put some negative label, then anger rises. You see, this is beautiful, this is good, something, you see, you put a good label, positive, it's a good. Then you see, attachment rises. So then, project, some anger projects on you, attachment projects on you, see, like that. So anger, object to harm, see. Then the attachment is something, does not separate form, see. They own view, see. So however, so engage karma, and then become cause of samsara, again to die, reborn, samsara, see, Lord. So now here, see. So what I was trying to say at the beginning. So you see, it's all built up, arising anger and attachment, all built up on the basis of the object of ignorance. The real friend, enemy, not merely of the mind. You see, on this projection. So which is not there, which do not exist. There's no such thing there. So same thing, the view of attachment to anger, also there's nothing there. So do not exist. So that. So that's the reality. See. That's how the Dharma wisdom, your Dharma wisdom, see, according to ignorance and according to view, attachment and like that, total, not the world. But according to Dharma wisdom, you see like this, we discover, you see. So, for now, so only whom the phenomena appear, not a mere level of a mind, you see, is only Buddha. Whom the phenomena appear is not a mere level of mind, Buddha. Otherwise, what's the one of Buddha? Because Buddha, you see, doesn't have this the subtle negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past, you see, by the ignorance, concept of truly existent. There are subtle negative imprint left by the concept of truly existent. You see, that which projects this dualist view, the truly existence, which projects, made everything real, not mere level of a mind, existing from the side, you see. Hallucinate world, you see. So you see, I acknowledge everything false. So it's not there. It doesn't have that view. Because subtle negative imprint left by a concept of true existence, ignorance, completely purified, see, by the limited path. So, and the otherwise, until we become Buddha, everything appears truly existent, even to the bodhicitta, even to the compassion, everything appears truly existent. There's a recent view. You see, truly existence, truly existent suffering, something being appear for compassion. So that, hallucinated mind. But it doesn't mean pervaded mind, wrong shit. Doesn't mean that. There's no belief. The appearance of this. So even the ego possibilitation, except the ego possibilitation, exalted beings, higher beings, in the ego possibilitation, by cutting dualist view, but by temporal observing, temporal observing the dualist view, then that wisdom, realizing emptiness directly, which is ego possibilitation, that doesn't have this true existent appearance. So otherwise, when the meditator rose from that, and then wisdom directly perceives emptiness latent. Not direct. During the ego possibilitation, bodhicitta compassion is there, but it's not visible, rising. Not active, so not visible rising. So same, the mind, seeing the aggregates, base, that makes the label I, The next second, the imprint, the imprint left of the mental thinking about the past ignorance, then project, decorate this truly existent, appearance on the mere level eye. The mind we see that gets after the mere imputation, eye, then, right after that, the hallucination, the truly existent appearance, projected, from the negative imprint level of mental by the past ignorance, project on that. So that's how you see the eye, when the eye appears back, not me level of mind. So that's what makes the eye to, when the eye appears back, not seeing merely level of mind, but you see appearing not merely level of mind, is like that. What causes that? So negative imprint left by the past ignorance, okay? Then instead of meditating that is false. You see, if you meditate this is false, then you see this hallucination, or this empty, or I is existing me, me left by mind. If you meditate any of these, then you don't allow your mind to hold on to this true. And then you see, here you don't create the root of samsara. You don't allow your mind to create ignorance. You don't allow your mind to create the root of samsara, which is the ignorance. So otherwise, without this meditation in our daily life, you see mindfulness, and then after the declaration of projection on the male image eye, the true appearance, you see, projected on the male eye, from the negative imprint left by ignorance. Then you let your mind hold on to that truth, then it becomes root of samsara. Then becomes root of samsara. So that's how we create root of samsara continuously, you see. So, that's how the basis for rise all the negative emotional thoughts, you see. That makes our life so expensive. These negative emotional thoughts, you know, anger, attachment, all this, makes our life so expensive. Because the anger, you want to harm, you want to sue, you want to harm others, you see. You make a lot of expenses to harm others. The attachment, you know, for this eye, you know. To get so many things for this eye, you know. Anyway, the attachment, so many things, you know, then make life so expensive. then build a debt, so many debts, you see. The attachment is for this eye, which is not there. Anyway, so, so like that. So therefore, what I was saying before. So therefore, you see, the realization, meditation every day on emptiness is to study subjects or mathematical subjects or the teachings on the present Paramita, but the teachings of commentaries and Lama Tsongkhapa teachings are so essential, and also to as much as possible knowledge to have, and that you meditate every day through some meditation, and it's so essential. So Lama Tsongkhapa said that, so you see, after explaining how it's false, you know, the object or the basic object of ignorance, then, you know, you put reasons, you know, rationale for you. Reasons didn't get angry. Exaggeration, how nice people, then attachment rises, then how bad they are, then anger rises. So realizing all this, so all the concepts are wrong concepts, you see, and the objects are true. So even also by realizing, say, by discovering the object is not true and do not exist, then you realize that the concept is wrong concept. And that's how then you can achieve liberation. That's how you can achieve liberation, see. Because you can realize objects non-existent, and you can realize this is wrong concept, non-existent. Okay. So this is after realizing emptiness, then you have full confidence. Realizing that the eyes are empty, you see all that. Okay, so you have full confidence that you will achieve realization, liberation, and something like that. So what I said before. So you see, now I gave the example already before. So the ignorance. So in our daily life, one meditation, one of a very busy life, how we should meditate at the same time. You think the ignorance as a magician person. The ignorance, you know, the holding truly existence, believing, see, that's a magician person. The magician, the imprint, negative imprint left on the mental, think as the substance of the mantra, the magician person hallucinate others, you see. So now yourself as an audience. Yourself as audience, you see, hallucinate the senses, okay? So, the that is audience, like that, you see. So then you have all these truths and appearance, everything, you see, came from your mind immediately, but everything made real, you know, not merely from your mind, existing from that. So, hallucination, subject, action, object, everything, so for real, you see, and that may left your mind, okay? So, so when you meditate in busy life, while you have a meeting or you know, making food, driving car, or the shopping, you know, doing shopping, whatever it would be, working in the factory, in school, however, whatever it would be, but part of my mind, practice mindfulness, meditation, persistence, this substance, you see, the emergent. Then, hallucinate to you, all these things, you see. So this, from this native imprint came up all this hallucination, false eye, false eye, all these objects. You see, shop, true religion, shop, money, true religion, money, person who selling you, true religion, your bio, true religion, everything, you see, car, true religion, road, true religion, you see, nothing appears in the level of our mind, you see, everything not in the level of our mind. So everything has appeared with something which is not there in reality. So you see, practice mindfulness in this. So then, when you practice mindfulness, you see, hallucinations came from your negative imprint, okay? Then, you see, it becomes scenery. It's how you become scenery, you see? It becomes very interesting life. There's nothing particular to, you know, to get angry to. It's not particular to really grasp, you know? Really to hold on to, grasp, you see, attachment, you see, dress attachment, which there's nothing there. So, it's like, for you, become like, you're dreaming, listen, you're dreaming, but you see, you're aware the dream is a dream, you see. While you're dreaming, you recognize this dream at the same time. So whatever happens in your life, other people criticize, praise, whatever other people do around, it doesn't affect your mind. It doesn't bring up and down. So your life is very steady, stable, and there's much inner peace, happiness. Inner peace and happiness. Even something happening, whatever change happens around you, people's attitude towards you, their action, really doesn't bother. Because you see, all this, we say you are mindfulness, you say, looking at all this as hallucination, which are hallucination. You see, because there's nothing, you don't allow the mind to hold on this truth, you see. So that stops. So that, you see, stops creating the karma with all these negative thoughts, cause samsara, cause of all realms. And then with this mindfulness, subject, object, action, all this, that appearing really, something real, not merely of the mind. Okay? So looking at the hallucination as the hallucination. So even when you do day-to-day meditation, if you do this understanding, then your daily meditation become antidote to samsara. Otherwise it doesn't become antidote to samsara. You believe in true religion deity, you know, when you realize you're a deity, true religion deity, doesn't become antidote to samsara. So, see, this way, eating, not only when you offer mandala or when you do a traditional practice, but even the other times, when you're eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing a job. So whatever you do, so if you have this awareness, this mental emptiness, when you look at things as hallucination, as the hallucination, in your heart, all this empty, it comes there. So so therefore, eating, walking, even the eating, walking, not only when you do traditional particular practice, but you know, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, touching, all the whatever you do with this meditation, not true. And so everything becomes antidote to samsara. That means it doesn't become cause of samsara. Antidote to samsara. So brings you closer to liberation. of course, with the bodhicitta, the enlightenment. So see, and virtue, all the delusions come out of samsara. So all the sufferings, including end of death. So see, death, the other sufferings. So that. So I think this one, maybe I'll read tomorrow. Maybe I'll read tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, after that. From the Buddha's Eightfold Thousand Teachings, heart is a lamrim. Greater part of the lower, middle, greater capable beings. Now the heart of all that is the three principal aspects of power. From those three, there are few. How to meditate. You know, one technique, how to meditate. So this, what I mentioned last one, also those analysis, what I mentioned before, there's also meditation, how to meditate. That analysis helps base and label. Before that, not clear, see, base and label, looks like mixed or, not clear, see, undifferentiable. So now, with the two analysis, you see the label base. You see, exists differently. Not exist separately, but exist differently, two different phenomena. So that's very important, introduction of the, to discover, to recognize the gacha, objective reputed, you see. So that then you have to recognize easy the false view. And then it's just a minute to realize emptiness with all the support of merit and extensive purification and the receiving Guru's blessing in your heart through your good devotion, you see. So like that, so that's a very extremely important understanding, to see the base label different phenomena. So I think that's it.
In page 20, the final Omrin prayer.
Yeah.
the powers of the vision plane is collected by Bahasa. Two-time matter is collected by all sentient beings in Buddha's. May the Bodhicitta source of all the, which is source of all the happiness, successful, and support in the may the VH light of Tom's heart and loss of family members in the heart of all of us here and in all the family member, anybody with connection, in all their hearts, in the hearts of all the students and this organization and all the benefactors, those projects, and those who give up their life to the organization, doing service to others, and then being teaching Buddha, in all their hearts, and in the hearts of all sentient beings, without a favorite second. In whose heart, Bodhicitta generated, made me increase. Chanjo semen joy boy ma te ba ma ye te roi ji ke ba nya ba e ba ko ne ko do e be wa jo they made Bodhicitta be actualized in the heart, especially in the leaders of the world, leaders of the world. So that many millions of people have so much peace and happiness, they are living path to happiness, correct path to peace and happiness. Changju semen jo rinpo je ma je pa mam je jo je Jeva nyamba me bae Kone gondo ye be hojo. May the Bodhicitta be generated especially most also very urgency, emergency in the hearts of all the terrorists or the people who have harmful thoughts to harm the world or to other sentient beings. oneself and others, so harm, so harmful thoughts. Changju semen joy rinpo je ma je pa nam je jo je je va nyam va me va ye ko ne kondo e be va. Together made it to exercise wisdom, realize emptiness with those of family members in the hearts of all students and all the supporters and all those give up their life to organization doing service to others in the hearts of all sentient beings. Without a second. Tonye Tawai Rinpoche Maje Panam Kejuche Yeva nyamba me baye kone kondo ebe wajo. And to attend to actualize two stages. Rimnye topai rimbo je ma je pa nam je jo je je va nyam va me va ye ko ne ko bo e be va jo. Please dedicate to your three armies, club, or the other. One object of refuge was also living, source of origin, nature, source of peace, happiness was also living. Want to preserve the whole entire Buddha Dharma in this world. Buddha has the responsibility for sentient beings, his own Dalai Lama, to have his Dalai Lama, all the holy wishes be succeed immediately.
Kare rave gove shingamandir Pada yende vaya malu yajumbe Chere se vantenze yajazoy Chave se de ayapato ayatengyo
Dear Lord, the past, but present, may all the sentient beings have a happiness. May the dear Lord be empty forever. May all the Buddha's prayers be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all this to happen by myself alone.
Pama Sanjaya Tamjaya Dedan Tengyu Jinganjo Tamjaya Tato Tongwa Changjua Sanba Kana Sushu Hupa Deda Kundi Malan Tujuroji.
These are the past, present, future, may this glory empty, time, may this glory by this. Ah, there was exist, but it was empty. May the I who exist, but who is empty, achieve. Guru Shachamani, but there's enlightenment which exists, but which is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist, but who are empty. To that Guru Shachamani, but there's enlightenment which exists, but which is empty. Paramahasava alone who exists but who is empty. I dedicate all the merits, dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy, extensive deeds of the Buddha Sava, Samantabhadra, Mantagosha. As he realizes, I dedicate all the merits, similar three times, but just dedicate the merits.
Chajin-gya-wo-zang-ga-ve-che-za-nam-bram-be-wa-tang-ge-je-za-ma-sh-tun-je-ma-lu-ya-zang-wa-ra-yi-sho-yen-ta-ta-shin-ji-tu-sum-de-ve-ya-tun-ye-la-ten-ne-gya-wa-lo-san-ta-pa-tem-ba-yu-re-ba-ju-ho-yun-ju-
Good night. Thank you very much.